What good is a burnout agent? None at all. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, Dr. Flo. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vi. What's up, Matt?
Man, just living the dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that, man. I'm glad I'm part of it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
So we know we want our agents to work hard and work smart, right? There's a lot of our agents that and recruits that we run into that, you know, if we're not careful, they will run themselves into the ground.
Yeah.
Especially in a tough market, in a changing market, you know, they kind of take everything on more than what they need to. So as a broker, somewhat, but absolutely as a leader, we need to make sure that we're offering them a way to be balanced in what they do mm-hmm. and kind of paying attention to it. So even if they get caught up in what they're doing, we don't allow them to go off the cliff. We help them stay focused the way they need to stay focused.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Well, there's a way that we can help you guys stay focused on a weekly basis, and that's called Brokerpreneur
Not So Secret Society.
I love it. That's where we go. That's where we come together with brokerpreneurs, brokers from across the country, podcast listeners, you name it, and we talk about how to scale a brokerage. It's absolutely free. It's every Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 1 o'clock. We'd love to see you there, but the only way that you can come, it's free. But you have to get the email with the Zoom link. So click the link in the description below and start getting those emails. You'll get one every single Friday once you register. Even if you're like, hey, I can't come this Friday, but man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Just go ahead and register and come when you can. We'd love to see you.
The link will be there waiting on you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Matt?
Yep.
You know, it's like our 19th podcast today. I'm burnt out. Just take it from me. I'm joking. Okay, got it. Where do you want to start?
So we know you care, right? Yeah. When it comes to your agents, I don't think there's any broker that's listening to this podcast that's just like, I don't care what happens to the agent. I just want them to do more, go work, and if you get burnt out, you know, just leave, you know, take your license and leave, right? Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that's listening to this is that way.
And if there is, probably not the best podcast for you.
This ain't the podcast for you. So we want to help, but just like the agent, we as broker get wrapped up in things.
You know it,
right? So you know, I was at a sales meeting a long time ago, and you know the agents, you know, jokingly brought me a hat that's a fireman's hat, like one of the little kid ones, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, we're gonna give you the award for putting out the most fires this week because it had been, you know, this month or whatever it was, and. Because we know that everybody's always brokers and agents and everybody just on the run, million different directions, right? And
yep.
and it's draining, and it'll,
yes.
and it'll burn you out. Okay, as the leader, you need to be talking to your agents on a regular basis about helping them keep a work-life balance. You absolutely need to be talking to them about it. I'm not saying you need to put them in a headlock and make them do anything about it.
Right.
But as a leader, you need to be offering that. As a leader, you need to be talking to them about what that balance is, okay? You know, you hear us, you know, talk about, you know, agent appreciation parties and, you know, quarterly get-togethers and, you know, getting together and going and doing, you know, fun stuff with your agents and, you know, mortgage people coming in and taking you out for, you know, appetizers, right, and
yeah.
whatever. All of those things are absolutely, absolutely fabulous. They need to be scheduled. They need to be on a regular basis. But you need to make sure that they know why you're doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Don't call it the work after hours event.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I always die when I laugh and when I see that stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't get enough work in today, so what I want you to do is when you normally enjoy time with your family, come in and work some more.
Yeah.
And network with everybody and whatever, right? No. Man, come in and take a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And will they still do some? Yeah, they'll still do some work. They'll still talk to people. But that's not the premise of what it is that you're doing. You're wanting to tell them, hey, take a breath. Take it easy. You know, relax. Have some balance, right? The other thing is exercise, right? So we know this. You know, we talk about this all the time, right? The first thing an agent should receive is value. The first thing they should experience is a culture of growth. Okay. That's what they should get whenever they meet you, when they come into the office, all that kind of stuff. Okay. You as the broker want to make sure that part of that culture of growth is them growing and them understanding that in the environment that they're in, you want their health to be some of the growth that they're going through.
Yeah.
You want their mental health to be some of the growth that they're going through. One of the things that, right as, you know, we're in Florida, right? So we dealt with COVID a little differently than other places did. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yep. And so we had, right as we were kind of getting back to the point where we could get back into the office, one of the people that I had was a yoga instructor. And so we had a space where we did our sales meetings, and I was like, well, everybody come back in. And I knew everybody was crazy, right? Okay, so I can't imagine how some of these other places did it for as long as they did it. Okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, we got on and we had virtual happy hours. So everybody was at their house and we had a Zoom call and everybody sat there and had a drink or whatever it was that they did. And everybody, you know, we talked and joked and all that remotely.
Okay? Right.
But as soon as we could get back together, one of the first things we did is had a yoga class. Right. And so I got that out and everybody had to stay 6 feet apart and all that kind of stuff and everything. Yeah. And no, you know, we said no hugging, no whatever, you know, come in. And they had some people had their yoga mat, some people just stretched and whatever. And the yoga instructor just came in. And the first class that we had, there was only a couple of people that came in. And then we had another virtual happy hour. And then the next class, which was like 2 weeks later, was just packed.
Yeah.
Because everybody was just talking about how good they felt afterwards and all that kind of stuff. Well, damn it, it wasn't about the stretching.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't about that. That's not why they liked it. It wasn't about all of that.
Yeah.
It was about mentally taking a break, being around people that are going through the same thing that you're going through and enjoying the time, effort, and energy of taking a moment for yourself, taking a breath, right? That's what really everybody was enjoying, right? So there has to be that health balance as well. Okay. Another thing that went over extremely well is, so we had it was a pizza party or something. We were collecting, you know, canned food drive or something like that for Metropolitan Ministries or something. I honestly don't remember what it was, but one of the agents in the office knew a massage therapist, right?
Yeah.
They knew some massage therapists. And so I said, hey, listen, so can you get two or three massage therapists to come in? We'll pay for them to come in. And anybody that you know, wants their back or neck massage, anybody that's stressed out can come in and do it. And they can tell their clients and we'll just have them lined up 10 minutes at a time. So we always had a lot of people participate and bring food in and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, this just blew it up.
Yeah. Right?
Because there was people bringing bags and they were walking in. If you're listening to just the podcast, you're not going to get this, right? But this is basically what happened. People walked in the door and they were like, here's my food. And they were straight over. they were straight over to the thing and they were like, my neck and my back.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And they were getting out of line and they go in the line with the next person. This is exactly what was happening, but it was pretty close. They had such an incredible time.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun. And there was just this conglomeration, this group of people that was just around here having... Right. And it wasn't, did the massage solve everything? No. But what it did is it forced them to look at what they were doing in a balanced way.
Yeah.
As the leader, you have to do those things.
Yeah. Or took their mind off of, you know, like, you know, for me, and this is like a personal thing, right? So it's not really a strategy everybody can use. But, you know, every single day, you know, I take my sons in the evening. And let them go, you know, either hit some balls or play a few holes of golf. That's just what they love to do. I don't play. I just walk with them.
Right.
And it's that 2 hours that the entire time I'm not thinking at all about work. I mean, I'll call Matt every now and then, like, hey, I got a good idea. Or Matt will call me and be like, hey, I got a good idea. And, you know, I'll think about it for that 10 or 15 minutes. But you have to think about yourself as a broker.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about your agents the same way. I wake up in the morning and my first thought, this is no joke, is what workflow is supposed to go out today? And is it going to go out? And I find myself like opening things up and taking a look and just verifying that things are going to happen right. The way that I want them to happen.
Right.
And then I come, and of course, you and I are all day, like, looking at different things, you know, brainstorming different ideas, building things out, and, you know, getting ready for our masterminds that we do every single day. You know, at the end, you know, I take those, I take those couple hours, and it's just like, man, it's like my total recharge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know as soon as we get in the car and I load the clubs up and we're driving home, I'm already thinking about, okay, when I get home, what am I going to be working on? Mm-hmm. And it's I think it's a disservice, because I know my boys think the same way. Man, they get up and they start thinking about things, like everybody does this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disservice to the agents, with you as the leader, to not be thinking, man, how can I give them a break?
Right.
And you know, you're speaking to that, but that's so much to do even with the culture, you mm-hmm. know, inside of your business. If maybe you just want agents to just be like, no, like, come in and hit the phones, mm-hmm. right? And then, like, you know, until you've scheduled this many appointments or whatever, don't mm-hmm. get off those phones, and right. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do it again. Maybe right. that is your culture, and hey, that's cool if that works, right. and everybody loves that.
Hey,
right?
Go get them.
That's
go get
exactly them right. But if you find yourself sometimes being like, gosh, I just need that 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
then I guarantee you have agents inside your office that feel absolutely. The same way. And it's up to you to sometimes say, you know what, like, I'm going to give that to you.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to show them that not only is it okay, but that it's expected.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. I love how it's said.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's expected for them to take care of themselves. You want them to be healthy mentally, physically, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, giving them the space, right. Giving them the gap to be able to do the things that they need to do.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Robbins. So I talked about Tony Robbins, right?
Yep.
You know, he has something that he has people do that he says he does himself that I think is just incredible, right? So he spends about 10 minutes, you know, just on gratitude. What are things that he's grateful mm-hmm. for, right? And then after that, he spends another, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes on, you know, prayer, meditation, whatever,
yep.
you know, whatever floats your boat. And then the last 5 or 10 minutes, he thinks about nothing more than the three things that he wants to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that 10 or 15 minutes total, because it's different from day to day.
Yeah.
He says that what that does, when he gets done with that, he is completely recharged, because all the other things that normally are running around in his head to get done, to accomplish, he focuses on those three things, and those three things allow his mind a break from the pressure of the all those other things, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, can you make your agents do that? No. Can you make the recruits that you're talking to do that? No, you can't do that. But you can certainly offer them the guidance to say, here's what you can do if you want it.
Yeah, yeah. He says, you know, he talks about, because I listen to stuff all the time, he's like, you know, have your hour of power. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have an hour, do 30 minutes to thrive. And if you don't have 30 minutes, do 15 minutes to fulfillment. Right? And he never goes below that. Right. So I think maybe he's just like, well, what are you going to do in 3 minutes?
Right.
But,
that's right.
But yeah, it's super powerful.
Absolutely.
It is super powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, you being the leader, if you're leading in your office, if you're really the leader, then you need to lead on these things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give that permission.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't have to, you know, let me say it this way. Maybe this will help. Okay. All right. Do you think, as a broker, that if you went to YouTube right now, you could find some kind of video of somebody saying, you want to improve your sales? Here's the four things you need to do to improve your sales.
There's at least two of them.
Yeah, there's at least two of them. Do you want to close more real estate commissions? And here's what you want to do. Do you want more listings? Here's what you're going to do. You want more buyers? Here's what you're going to do.
You want these steak knives?
Right. You want all of these things. Here's what you can do, right? How many of those are out there that are somebody saying, I know you're working hard already. I know that you're already crushing it. I know the things that you need to do. I want you to take 3 minutes today and work on something that 10 minutes today and work on something 5 minutes today and work on something that is helping you recharge your batteries.
Yeah.
Do you think your agents and recruits are going to appreciate getting that video?
Oh, you know it.
I would. Yeah. Right. I mean, I get that text message, and there's a short video that says, "Hey, I know you're out there. I know you're out there hustling. I know you're out there getting things done.
Yeah.
Here's a way to take 5 minutes to recharge your batteries to make sure you accomplish everything that you can." And then there's a 5 minute video of you just going, "Hey, here's, I want you to win. This is what you can do. Here's how, you know, whatever, do these three things, take them," right? I'm going to appreciate that. Even if I don't do it.
Right.
Because now I'm like, okay, this leader acknowledges and wants me to go out and do the things that are going to make me more productive.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
Yeah.
However, they want to also make sure that my batteries are charged, so that I'm just not running on empty all the time, because that's not when I perform. That's when no one performs their best.
Right? Yeah. And you know what's important? You know what else is important about that?
What's that?
Is you can talk to any agent in your office. You can talk to an agent that has zero transactions going on right now, or maybe has never done a transaction ever, or maybe they've got one that they're dealing with. It's their first one. Or you can go straight to the top and you say, you know, my best producer who has a million different things going on. And then everyone in between, if you say, how's it going? They're all going to say, man, I'm so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm just so busy.
Yep.
And so it doesn't matter what level, you know, they are, you know, from a production standpoint.
Right.
Everyone feels like, man, I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
And so that's going to benefit just everybody in your office. And you can have a message that just says, gosh, you know, I know you've been really busy.
Right. You know what, the first thing that's going to happen after they get done, so let's say that you send something to them that's helping them explore that balance.
Mm-hmm.
If they really lean into that, as soon as they get back to what they're doing, their focus is going to be on what needs to get done.
Yeah.
Instead of all of that other stuff that was just dragging them in 50 different directions.
Yeah.
They're going to have a more clear focus. Because if they really did take a step back and look at the balance, things slowed down, and they're going to look back in and put their focus back into it. And they're going to go, "This is where I need to be." Most of the time, this is where I need to be. Who are they going to thank for that?
Yeah,
right.
Me. I'm just joking. They're going to thank you guys, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of like a soft way. You know, like in like. I'm sure there's movies that they do it now, but I don't have time to watch movies. But like back in the day, there was always like this one person in a bad situation. Uh-huh. I'm talking like black and white movies because I like watching those.
Right.
That started freaking out.
Uh-huh.
And then there was like a guy who just like grabbed the person by the shirt and
slapped him
across the face and was like, "Snap out of it, man."
Like an airplane, they all lined up. And
yeah, exactly. Snap out of it, man. And, you know, this is just a softer way,
effective.
Exactly, effective. That's the word I'm looking for. More effective way of getting that point across. So
yeah, I agree.
I absolutely love that. Anything else you want to add on this, Matt?
No. This just take a minute. You're the leader. Just take a minute for yourself, and have a way that you can do this, and then just do the same thing with your agents. Give them permission. Absolutely, you want them to hustle. Absolutely, you want them to get shit done. Absolutely, you want them to make sure that they're doing the stuff that they need to do to be productive. That's why they're in your brokerage.
Yep.
That's part of the reason why they like you as the leader, is because they know you can help them take them to the next level. But don't abandon the balance that they need. They need you to be that complete of a leader.
Yeah, I love that. Well, guys, you want to talk more about this, or you have any questions, or you just want some cool ideas that other brokers are using inside of their brokerage, guess what you can do? You can come to Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society every single Friday. It's absolutely free. Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 1 o'clock. And we talk to brokers, brokerpreneurs, podcast listeners from across the country about these things that we talk about on the podcast and anything else that you guys want to bring up. We, of course, love answering your questions. It's always about scaling and growing a real estate brokerage. It's a lot of fun. We would love to see you there, but you got to click that link in the description below and register so that you get those emails that say, here's the Zoom link for today's Not So Secret Society. Matt, we do that. Everything else that we do. I'm super motivated right now.
Good.
Because you said appetizers in one of these. As you're like, and now I'm super motivated to get an appetizer.
Right.
we do this, everything else that we do for one reason alone. Tell them why that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.